Rusty Quill presents The Magnus Archives. Episode 109, Nightfall.
Well,
she said you could turn it on. Didn't say anything about talking.
Look, we're on the same side.
If you're telling the truth.
I mean, I don't know what proof I can give you.
Well, if you're right about it, it won't be long until Officer Musterman over here is able to talk again. That should be illuminating.
He's almost got his lungs again. If you can call them lungs.
Oh, as long as they can push air, it'll do.
And if you don't like what he has to say?
Then this cabin is a long way away from anything that can hear you.
And if I run?
I'm very much hoping that you do.
I read your statement. You know, you don't kill people. Only monsters.
The line gets blurrier every day.
What about you, Julia? Following in your dad's footsteps.
It's a legacy I've learned to be proud of. There are people who'd sell us all out to things you can't even imagine. I'm happy doing what it takes to stop that.
Murder?
Why not? Everything dies. You think if you walk out of this cabin, you just keep going? Something gets you, even if it's just time. Mostly, though, life on this planet ends violently. It's the most natural thing in the world. And sometimes, it makes the world a better place.
And when something comes for you?
Then I die.
That doesn't scare you?
Every second.
Can we keep that somewhere else?
I want it where I can see it.
And when you're satisfied that I'm not trying to harm you?
If you're right about that ritual, I guess you talk to Gerard.
You said he was dead.
He is.
Right. So we just wait.
That's the plan.
Right. Perhaps if all we can do is listen to this regrowing itself, may I suggest a way to pass the time?
Sure. You want our story?
Gave you folks plenty already.
I mean, yes, but the situation has changed quite a bit. Last I heard, you were dying of lung cancer.
I was.
And now?
I'm not.
And that doesn't strike you as odd?
Not much I see these days isn't odd, somehow or other. I'm not going to turn my nose up at the one bit of it worked out well for me. I hunt monsters. My lungs don't kill me. Seems like a fair trade. Maybe God did it.
What about you, Julia? Care to make a statement? Maybe about how you met Trevor?
Sure. Why not?
Thank you.
It's not like you or your tape recorder get to leave here without us.
Statement of Julia Montauk regarding her initial encounter with the hunter Trevor Herbert. When did this happen?
About 6 years ago.
Seven? 2010?
Sure. Summer 2010.
Statement taken direct from subject, June 29th, 2017. Statement begins.
I tried to live a normal life. I really did. I took jobs working in the back room of offices where I wouldn't need to meet anyone. I had boyfriends who promised they didn't care. I burned through half a dozen counsellors. None of it worked. You see, my father's always remained one of the darlings of the true crime community. articles, documentaries, grisly retrospectives. Wherever I ended up, somehow it would always worm its way into my life. One of my co-workers or new friends would stumble across a profile of my father, and that would be that. Every time I ended up in a relationship, it was only a matter of time before I caught them on some true crime blog or spotted a profile of my father in their search history. Sometimes I tried to lie about it, say there was no relation, but the damage was done. They'd get distant, throw me nervous glances when they didn't think I'd notice, or worse. They started to look at me like I was some sort of prize, some small claim to fame. The serial killer's daughter. I suppose I could have changed my name. Something always stopped me, though. It was the only connection I still had to my dad, and even if it did keep ruining my life, I couldn't bring myself to lose it. The counsellors and the therapists were more understanding, but even they couldn't quite keep the eager quiver out of their voice when I started talking about the murders. It felt like every couple of years I was having to start my life over from scratch. What is it, do you think, that makes people so obsessed with horrific things happening to other people? Even now, after all I've done, I can't quite figure out what it is that makes people treat actual atrocities like cheap entertainment. Maybe we're all just broken inside, unable to really grasp the difference between fictional people and people we just don't know. They're all just abstract ideas we're happy to have suffer for our enjoyment. Or maybe the fact it really happened is exactly the point, adding the awful spice of reality to people's morbid fantasies. When I think of the lurid joy some people would feel if I were caught, the serial killer's daughter taking over the family business, it makes me sick. But even back then, with my hands unblooded, that collective obsession with brutality chased me throughout my life. In the summer of 2010, I made another attempt to outrun my father's legacy and moved up to Manchester to take a new job. It was night shift work, security and maintenance for an old office building, occupied by a handful of failing companies trying to save money on floor space. I liked it because I didn't really have to talk to anyone. I was on the desk alone, and generally anyone working there late enough to cross paths with me wasn't in a talking mood. There was another reason that I chose to work nights. If you've read my statement, then I'm sure it will come as no surprise that for most of my life, I've had a pretty significant fear of the dark. I used to lie awake at night, listening, straining my ears for the noise of movement or that dreadful growl coming out of the dark. It was one of my better counsellors that suggested I try working nights as a way to address it. And it worked, for the most part. It made the darkness mundane, just another aspect of my everyday life to be dealt with, and kept me within the comfort and glow of lamps and light bulbs basically all the time. It also let me sleep during the day, when the faintest hint of sunlight that crept around the edges of my thick bedroom curtains made me feel safe enough to relax. It made dating even harder, of course, but by that point I'd mostly given up trying.